You know what he did? He loved them so much. See, you think, when something like this happened, I just got to take a minute and show this to you. You think God is mad at you. No. He's not mad at you. He know you're ignorant in that area. He want to help you. He came, put it back up there. Go ahead and put it back because I ain't done. All right. He want to help you. Now, y'all ready for this? All right. See, he want to help you. Now, in verse 3, let's go back to verse 3. He went on to say, is this not the... We talked about the mighty works in verse 2. He talked about the mighty works, right? And said, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brothers of James and Josiah and Judah and Simon, and not his sister here with us? And they was offended at him. Go to the next one. And Jesus said unto them, a prophet. Y'all ready for it? A prophet is what? Not without honor, but his own country and among his own kin and his own house. A prophet. You notice that he began to teach in verse 2. What he was doing, teaching under a higher anointing, and they were seeing mighty works. Are y'all ready? And he was teaching as a prophet teacher. See, a prophet carries a higher anointing than just a regular teacher. And when they got offended, he had to fix it. He had to try to help them get it fixed because they were messed up. They was over on the devil's territory. And if they stay over there, their lunch is going to get ate. So come on to verse 6. Give me verse 6. And he did what? Because of what? And did what? See, he had to drop down to the baby teacher. He had to go around and teach. Because if he didn't get them out of that offense, the devil was going to eat their lunch. So he had to teach them. This is what I'm doing now. If you think you can hold on not obeying God and think you're going to walk in the blessing of God and think God's going to give you a new house and this and all these things, you going against, you can forget it. That's why I'm teaching. If you want it, you got to do it God's way. You will always struggle. He loves you, but he can't help you because you're in a place. But he can't help you because you're disagreeing with him. Am I making myself clear? You got to agree with God because God is right. If there come two opinion or two statements, God said this and you said that, and those statements is different, guess who's right? You don't even have to guess. But you may say, oh, but it's so hard. I don't care. You say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You say in that hard statement, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You say in that statement, I don't care if come hell, high water, low water, no water. I'm going to do what God said. And you find out, you look around, it may be looking so bad. And next thing you look around, because sometimes you're in this situation, it's so hard. Next thing you look around, you say, where did it go? I've had it happen. It was gone. And I didn't recognize where it left. I didn't care. I'm glad it was gone. It's gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm telling you, God got some stuff for his people that will, I don't know why, anyway. For his people in this hour, I'm telling you, is beginning to rain. And rain makes stuff good. Rain brings forth prosperity. And in the kingdom of God, there is rain falling. And stuff that's been hoarded up, unused, God is about to make a transfer. And you got to be wide right. You got to be set right. You got to be ready. Because it's coming. It's coming whether you're ready or not. Somebody's ready for it. I made a decision. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I ain't going to be going around like I know it all. No, God, you right, and I want to know what you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.